This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال. Hadith tonight is a collection of Imam Muslim, narrated to us by Abu Huraira. This will be probably the final hadith that I'll. Maybe there's another one, but we're going to start a sequence of a hadith that we'll talk about Ramadan, inshallah, probably tomorrow, the day after. I can't remember anymore. But this is the theme of understanding Iman that I will come back to after Ramadan, inshallah, because I think it's an important one and I think it's worthy of our time to reflect upon. This is a very nice hadith. Abu Huraira describes to us something that happened during the battle of Tabuk. So I've shared actually both narrations because there are two narrations that exist in the collection of Abu Muslim. There's two. I'm going to kind of paraphrase from both just so that it makes sense to you, the story makes sense to you. قَالَ خَرَجْنَا مَعَ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي غَزْوَةِ تَبُوكَ وَكَانَتْ عَامَ مَجَاعَةٍ فَنَفِدَتْ أَزْوَادُ الْقَوْمِ. We left with the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to the Battle of Tabuk, and it was a year of hunger and poverty. There was no food, people were very hungry. As you know, the story is called غزوة العسرة because of how difficult it was for people to actually go. فَأَزْوَادُ الْقَوْمِ نَفِدَتْ, meaning people had brought with them the food, the sustenance that was going to get them to Tabuk and back, and it was running out really rapidly. I mean, they were running out of food. حَتَّى هَمَّ بَعْضُهُمْ بِنَحْرِ دَوَابِّهِمْ. And some of them were starting to think of slaughtering the camels that they were riding. Like you take a camel with you or a horse to ride to make it to fight on. So some of them were thinking of maybe slaughtering to feed themselves and people around them. فَجَاءَ عُمَرْ فَقَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. In another narration, they asked the Prophet if it's okay to do that. And the Prophet ﷺ said, sure. I mean, if you need to slaughter a few, then that's what we do. فَعُمَرْ قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هَلَّا دَعَوْتَ النَّاسَ فَجَمَعُوا أَزْوَادَهُمْ فَدَعَوْتَ اللَّهَ لَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا. How about you tell them to bring all of their food, all of the sustenance, whatever is left, and then they put it all in one place, and you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant barakah in it for them. فَقَالَ نَعَمْ. That's a good idea. فَفَعَلُوا. قَالَ فَجَاءَ ذُو الْبُرِّ بِبُرِّهِ وَذُو التَّمْرِ بِتَمْرِهِ وَذُو النَّوَاتِ بِنَوَاهِ. Meaning, the person who had a little bit of wheat, they brought the wheat. The people who had a little bit of dates, they brought the dates. The one who only had the pit of the date brought the pit of the date. فَقَالَ بَعْضُهُمْ وَمَا يَصْنَعُونَ بِالنَّوَاهِ. Why are people bringing pits? فَقَالَ كَانُوا يَمُصُّونَهَا يَشْرَبُونَ عَلَيْهَا الْمَاءِ. They would just suck on the pit and drink a little bit of water over it to keep themselves going. This is how hungry they would get. Do you understand the level? This is the degree of hunger where they would just be happy with a little bit of whatever is maybe small amount of nutrients that are coming off the pit of a date. So they brought it all to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فَاجْتَمَعَ عَلَى النِّطَاعِ شَيْءٌ يَسِيرٌ. He had put عليه الصلاة والسلام a little bit of a fabric, and upon it was a small amount. قَالَ فَدَعَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِ. The Prophet ﷺ made dua upon it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ فَمَلَأَ الْقَوْمُ أَزْوَادَهُمْ. And people filled all of their bags of sustenance. حَتَّى مَلَأَ النَّاسُ جَمِيعًا. Until everyone filled everything. وَزَادَ شَيْءٌ يَسِيرٌ. And a little bit was left for the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام to eat. فَقَالَ أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ وَأَنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ مَا أَتَى بِهَا عَبْدٌ رَبَّهُ غَيْرَ شَاكٍ بِهَا إِلَّا وَدَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. I bear witness that there is no God but Allah. And I bear witness that I am His messenger. Any servant that comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full certainty in this, with no doubt in their heart, except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will have them enter Jannah. If you come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full certainty, you have no doubt, you kicked out those demons long time ago. You chased them away earlier in your life, and you spent your life totally focused on the fact that the only reason that you're around is to fulfill the meaning of La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. You come to Allah that way, and you will not. Another narration, قال فما أتى بها عبد غير شاك بها وحجب عن الجنة. No servant will come with it, will come saying that with full certainty, and be deprived from Jannah. They will never be deprived from Jannah. And I just find that hadith again, it takes you. Look at this hadith that's talking about Iman. Look at this hadith that's talking about La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. Where is it being practiced? Where is it being demonstrated? You see where it's being demonstrated? It's not being demonstrated in a layback setting where people are sitting around and they're enjoying themselves. It's being demonstrated as people were starving on the way to a battle that was so fearful. It was called Ghazwat al-Usra. The battle of difficulty. It was called just that, the battle of difficulty. It was so hard. Every aspect of it was hard. They didn't have enough food. They were starving. They were going to slaughter the camels they needed to fight on. That's when their certainty became, that's where you show it. It's that those dark moments that you need to bring out the best within you. That those moments where you have every reason to be doubtful, every reason to be weak, every reason to turn your back and go the other direction, every reason to give up and walk away, where you show that certainty in La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, is when that's what's going to matter for you on the Day of Judgment. And he said this alayhi salatu wasalam at that moment, and that's why I find this hadith so meaningful, and I hope you find it beneficial. يروي الإمام مسلم في صحيحه عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه قال خرجنا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم في غزوة تبوك وكانت عام مجاعة فنفدت أزواد القوم فهم بعضهم بنحر دوابهم فقال عمر يا رسول الله لو دعوت القوم فجمعوا أزوادهم فدعوت الله لهم عليها فقال نعم ففعلوا فجمع على النطع شيء يسير فوقف النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فدعا الله لهم عليها فملأ القوم أزوادهم وزاد شيء يسير أكل منه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال عليه الصلاة والسلام أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأني رسول الله ما أتى بها عبد ربه غير شاك بها إلا ودخل الجنة صدق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت استغفرك وأتوب إليك وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه